Get your day started. This is Marks in the Morning on K92.3.
Can I get a countdown?
Three, two, one.
Well, look at that. Your weekend is coming up fast. It's Thursday, a.k.a. Friday, Junior. We are live on Marks in the Morning here on K92.3, the Cedar Valley's number one for new country. I also have this sound effect, of course. You're not going to get tired of hearing it because it means more money, more moolah. Sponsored by Tubbs R Us, another round of Cash Cow Code Words starting at 8 o'clock today. I was talking to a listener yesterday. I want to say her name was Pam or Pamela. It was on the K92.3 app. We were exchanging messages, and I asked her, I said, what would you do if you won $10,000? And she said, straight up, she said, I don't know how quick her fingers were working there, but she said, I would redo my entire wardrobe because she's been one of the people working from home during COVID. And she has to be back in the office, or maybe she is back in the office. And I don't know that I would remember day to day if you, Carrie, or you, JP, were wearing the exact same thing. Do women have a better memory of what each other wears or what a guy wears?
I know that you both have worn that outfit, both outfits that you're wearing before.
I have. This is the one that...
Was this the all...
it's like, the purple outfit.
Oh, I love this outfit on you.
My wife loves it too, and she was home yesterday, so I wanted to show it to her before she left today to go back to work.
See,
thank you.
I have a system. The way I hang clothing, the from left to right.
They rotate it.
Yeah, I rotate it. So if it's farther to the right, which means I haven't worn it in a while. If it's on the left, that means it's more recent.
I like that idea. That's smart.
Otherwise, I don't remember what I wear. I just kind of wake up, throw something on, and go.
That's very smart. I always remember because I go through a bit of a habit. I'm like, Tuesday I wore this outfit, Wednesday I wore this one, and I usually wear it again sometimes on the same day the next week.
Nothing wrong with that. Anyways, she, Pamela, would go ahead and redo the wardrobe. And I said, well, you know, we have cash cow prizes worth $1,000. She said, that'd be a nice start, but I need 10. So, there you go. Hopefully you and all your dreams come true when you win the cash cow. 8 o'clock, first code word today. We got a busy show. It is Thursday, so we're going to do our Throwback Thursday Throwdown. Carrie Mack and I have picked a song. You'll hear them and be able to vote on which one you want to hear in its entirety at 8:30. That's when we play it back, but we'll give you those clips sooner. And much more on the show. We have Gender Bender, Silver Eagle. Read more on Chris Stapleton pushing back some tour dates on the K92.3 app. As far as we know, nothing's changed for the Iowa State Fair in August. Of course, that's a ways away. I don't know what's in the water here in Waterloo, but we've got another big winner, another big Iowa lottery winner that I need to start being friends with some of these people. When I see them, and I don't know this person personally, your name is Melanie Wagner, but when I see that they've won $30,000, I'm thinking, that's enough for, you know, a round, or at least a round of shots, if nothing else, right?
A couple of shots, I think.
You know, and you like to gamble. You like to wage on sports. Not a lot, but I'm surprised you don't buy lottery tickets more often.
I'm not a lottery ticket guy, unless it's a scratch ticket here or there. When I'm checking out at Hy-Vee, if you go to the one in Cedar Falls anyways, they have that machine right by the checkouts. I've put a buck or two in there, but the problem with that I have with gambling and such, I'm an instant gratification guy, and you don't win as much instantly. For example, you can buy it. Well, she bought a scratch ticket, though. I don't know how. Last week, we had a $100,000 scratch winner from Waterloo. So it is possible. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But that's like, you know, when you do sports betting, it's not instant unless you bet on a prop bet, like a quarter in basketball instead of a half or an entire game or an inning or two in baseball. But then the payouts are so small, unless you wager a ton, then you lose everything. Anyways, Melanie, I don't know her story, but she won $30K on the Lucky 3 scratch game. She bought it at that Metro Mart in Waterloo. I think we drive by that from time to time. It's crazy how lucky people are. Can you imagine the guy before her, whoever the person before her to buy a lottery ticket was? What if he or she would have bought that ticket? Well, then we'd be reading about them. But it's just crazy how much luck is involved in gambling and how lucky she is and how happy I am that we're now friends. You know that we're friends. I got my COVID shot. Now it's time for a fireball shot, Melanie. What do you think? Come on, hit me up.
I buy Powerball tickets almost every week. And for some, Powerball drawings are Wednesday nights, Saturday nights. And earlier this week, I just had a feeling. I had a feeling that I was going to win something. Not necessarily the jackpot. I just had a feeling. So I checked my numbers this morning. I had two tickets. Dang it, a single number correct.
JP.
I usually don't. Sometimes I'll get one number, which you don't win anything.
Master Yoda, sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes.
My gut feeling was not good.
No. What do you buy, Powerball or Mega Millions?
Powerball.
Yeah. Well, check the Mega Millions. Maybe those are the numbers you hit.
I know the Mega Millions this week is a lot higher jackpot, but I don't need $200 million. I'd take $1 million. I'd take 50 grand or 30 grand like Melanie.
I'm not greedy. I would take 25 grand. Yeah. All right, look at me. Hannah and I were watching Wheel of Fortune last night. A guy had a chance to win $1 million. He didn't win anything. He won like 14,000. But you watch sometimes or see other people's successes, but you don't know the backstory. Maybe this person plays every week and doesn't usually win. Maybe this person never plays and got super duper lucky. And occasionally you'll hear those stories where a guy or a gal will win a lottery prize and 2 weeks later win another one, like another huge one. And you go, wow. I don't know if you're bald or not, but I'm rubbing your head for good luck next time I see you.
That upsets me when I hear stories like that.
Me too. I just get so mad. I can't even win once, and you're winning twice? How dare you? Share the wealth.
The most I ever won was $100 in Minnesota on their localized game called Gopher 5. It's still around. The prizes have gone way up. But I matched 4 out of 5 numbers. And as I recall, there's no like power numbers, so there's no sixth ball. It's 5 numbers. I think I matched 4 out of 5. But think about that. 4 out of 5 is only 100. 5 out of 5 is whatever the grand prize is. It rarely gets up past $1 million.
That's the most I've ever won on a scratch 100? Ticket. Probably 10 years ago, I won $100.
Yes,
bucks.
And I won $100 on a scratch ticket way back in the day called Firecracker Cash.
I love how you remember all the names,
I do,
too.
I do. I was very young. 18 is the gambling age of Minnesota. I think it still is. And I remember my mom was driving, and I was scratching away, and I was like, oh, my God. And we turned around and cashed that puppy in. $100 is a lot of money when you're a kid, isn't it?
It's $100 right now.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
Yeah, it totally is. Anyways, not to bring this all back to, but, you know, you don't have to spend a single penny to play with us, the Cash Cow. 8 o'clock, whatever you do with the moolah, we have plenty of it for you. We'll introduce you to some more winners, too, this hour. All right, we got a busy show, so I want to move along here. We got random facts coming up. Look, I'm not trying to plug K92.3, even though it's part of my job, but waking up in the morning, the key to waking up could actually be listening to a really awesome song. All right? Now, you may be going, well, duh. It's coffee and great music. Yeah, but let me tell you the science behind it. Unlike a light, you've started your day with us. We appreciate it. Or if you're a third shifter, you're winding down your day. We appreciate that, too, no matter where you listen or how. Thank you for checking us out. But the key to actually waking up in the morning, and I don't mean like the alarm goes off, you roll out of bed, shower, throw some clothes on. The actual process of waking up, it's aided and abetted by listening to an upbeat song, which is, you know, like 99% of country songs. Let me show you. We've got some slower ones or more emotional ones, but listening to an upbeat song, doesn't matter the genre or the format, just something that's upbeat is going to help wake you up. And by the way, it doesn't have to be one of your favorite songs, meaning you're singing along, you know every word. According to a study out of Australia, the best way to wake up, if you're groggy or whatever, listen to a song that's upbeat. Johnny Cash, Hurt. Should we play that?
No.
Okay.
If you want me to cry, then I might.
It's a beautiful song, by the way. Anyways, that probably won't work. But in the study, they had people play a video game involving fast reflexes right after they woke up. And people who woke up to music actually did better than the people who were engaged with not only their hands playing the video game and their minds, but they were better engaged just from listening to a song. They also tried this with replacing your alarm with a song that was upbeat, and it also worked pretty well. So there you go. Listen to something upbeat. K92.3, we're here to help with that.
When I lived in Waverly, and it was like a 20-minute drive down here, you know, on Highway 218, I had, this is back, you know, this is going to date me, but I had 2 CDs that I made, mixed CDs. And they were called Wake Up Volume 1, Wake Up Volume 2.
It's like
and I still have them. They're in my car. I haven't listened to them in years.
What was the, that reminds me of like Jock Jams. Remember those CDs?
Yes,
Jock Jams. And then you have the, like the Chicago Bulls theme song or something.
Yep.
No, I like that. And I have mixed CDs doesn't date you because I was there. I remember my first CD burner, 2X speed, which means it took about as long as the album to burn it. And, you know, I had my poopy MP3s, low quality MP3s that I got from Grogster or one of those sites.
Poopy MP3s.
Poopy. Well, poopy's the PG way to say it.
That's not something I thought I'd hear this early in the morning.
Poopy.
That's a way to wake up, too.
Yeah, just Johnny saying poopy is my alarm clock, actually.
That might wake you up quicker than a Luke Combs song, an upbeat Luke Combs song. Oh, speaking of, actually, we've got one of Luke's slower songs coming up. Forever After All. It's a great one. It's a new one. Brett Eldridge is on the way, too, and much more. Oh, it's a Throwback Thursday. Let's find out what our songs are next, shall we? I'm Terry Mack. Morning here on the Mighty K92.3, the Cedar Valley's number one for new country. Good morning and happy Thursday, a.k.a. Friday Junior, a.k.a. the weekend's almost here. Speaking of weekend, Kerry Mack's hat's got me feeling like the weekend. Got those weekend vibes because the place that you got on your hat's only open on weekends, starting with Thursdays. What you got on that hat there, Kerry?
Yeah, I got a Pivo Brewery hat. I got it when I went out with you and your father-in-law for a brewski. And we were driving the convertible, and I was like, I should get something to keep my hair up. So it doesn't blow in the wind.
When we drove 25 miles per hour back.
Excuse me, I was being safe. It was not my vehicle. I didn't want to make a bad impression of your father-in-law.
You know, driving too slow is unsafe as well.
I was going the speed limit.
I know. Pivo, we were up there visiting, like Kerry said, and you had the true Northeast Iowa experience. You went to a farm, then we went to a brewery. This would be a modern Northeast Iowa experience, not like a 1980s one, but we went to a brewery. Then, of course, ran into other farmers, a.k.a. employees of my father-in-law or an employee and his wife. And I was like, wow, you're getting everything on your first trip up here. This is great. It's like if you could send somebody a postcard that included all the possible places you had gone on your trip, like the card was sectioned off, the photo, you would have had everything on your postcard there on one trip.
Yeah, I did.
There's greetings from Northeast Iowa.
Oh my gosh, I should just make a postcard with me and that car being like, greetings from Northeast Iowa.
Yeah. Anyways, I love it. Love Pivo. They're open today. They open Thursdays through the weekend up in Calmer. It's a short trip up to Calmer if you're in the Waterloo Cedar Falls part of the Cedar Valley or Waverly. Not a bad trip. All right. There's a show on Netflix Kerry was telling JP and I about. What is this show called?
It's called Dad Stop Embarrassing Me. It's with Jamie Foxx, and it got me thinking because that hashtag Dad Stop Embarrassing Me is trending.
Oh.
JP, have you ever embarrassed your kids?
I know that. I know what you're talking about.
See, this is a question where I don't think I have embarrassed my kids, but if they were here and you asked them, they could probably rattle off an entire list.
Now, do you have, all right, so for anybody who doesn't know, JP's got a daughter who's a teenager, early teenager, but a teenager. They're usually the ones embarrassed by dads, I think.
Yeah.
Younger females or even adult females. But you also have two sons that are a bit younger. When you are with them and their friends, and maybe things haven't been, quote, normal lately, but when you're with them and your friends, do you do anything that you think when you leave the room, they're like, oh, and your son or your daughter, your sons or your daughter has to apologize?
Well, and
to
I help coach my son, James. I help coach his baseball team in the summer, and they actually started practice this week. So I think because I'm around his friends and his teammates enough where I hope they get my humor. But I'm sure some of the things I say go way over their head because I'm probably dating myself with certain phrases I may say to them. And I could see the look on their faces like, what are you talking about, old man?
Do you ever have a moment where you catch one of your kids bragging about what you do for a living? Because this is kind of a cool job.
Sometimes, especially with my daughter, they'll say like, I heard your dad on the radio or your dad said this. And she's so accustomed to it, she's like, whatever, you know, yeah. She doesn't care anymore.
I remember early when you started working here, you were talking about how your daughter was more excited about the people on our sister station, the pop station.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Well, I guess that makes sense when you're in high school. That's funny. Okay, so they really haven't been embarrassed by you yet that you know of. But your kids are not quite at social media age, right?
No, not at all.
That might be where it starts.
Oh, no, that is where it starts. The amount of photos, of embarrassing photos that my dad posts of me is astronomical. And the fact that he takes a photo of the photo and posts it on Facebook.
Is it because he doesn't know how to get that photo uploaded, so he just takes a photo of the photo?
I don't know. I don't know what's going through his mind. And then to top it all off, he'll see a photo that I post on social media, take the photo of it, but with his phone, and the photo is on his computer.
That's hilarious.
So you see the outline of his computer.
Or a little glare, yeah.
Or his thumb in front of the lens. You know, he gets his finger in the way.
It's funny because you'll see, like, police detectives have to take photos of like, surveillance video because you need it immediately and you can't wait for it to be sent. But that's very different as opposed to, you know, hey, it's real easy to get a screenshot.
Yeah.
And actually a nice, clean photo. Let us know. Use the hashtag, there's Dad Stop Embarrassing Me.
Yes.
But this can go two ways. Maybe you have a story or you remember a time you were embarrassed by a father or your father or your father figure in life. I have said this before on the show. My dad growing up was cool because my parents were split and he was the guy that I saw sometimes. Unfortunately, not as often, as is the case with the divorced parents. If they get along well, that's great, but you're still only going to see one however many times, especially during the school year. It was hard. I had schoolwork to do. But he embarrassed me a few times when he'd sing in the car.
Oh.
Whether my friends were there or not, he would sing in the car, and sometimes the radio wasn't even on.
Just starts blasting out lyrics.
I was like, oh, shoot me now, please. My dad's singing. I don't even know what he's singing. He's singing old man songs.
Now, could he sing, though? Could he carry a tune?
No, he's like me.
Oh, no.
If there's one thing that does not run in my family, it's singing. Mom's side, dad's side, even my, you know, my in-laws, Hannah's family can sing, but not my side of the family. No way, no how.
But that hasn't stopped you because you sing
exactly.
All the time.
I'm turning into him.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just don't have any kids to embarrass. I've got coworkers to embarrass. That's fine.
Oh, no.
Well, you've heard about times we were embarrassed or in the case of JP, not yet. His kid's not yet embarrassed anyways. But now we want to hear from you. Carrie, is this on Facebook or where should people comment?
This is on Facebook, Twitter, and I'll be posting it on Instagram. I'm really curious to hear all of the embarrassing dad stories.
I love it. Our Twitter, our Facebook, it's easy to find. K923 Waterloo. It's pretty much our handle for everything. So go find us and let us know. We should thank you so much for joining us on a Friday Junior Throwback Thursday. If you want to see the Throwback Throwdown options, they are posted on our app, our website, Facebook. They're the very first thing you'll find. And you can tap to vote. Iowa Girl 81 says, if Carrie doesn't get to Palaszczuk in Protovin, then she's not a true Northeast Iowa, or she hasn't had the true Northeast Iowa experience. Iowa Girl, I will tell you this. Carrie maybe hasn't been to Palaszczuk, but she's had plenty of meat from Palaszczuk, if that counts.
What the heck? Everything you said didn't make sense. All of that was a different language. Palaszczuk, what?
Palaszczuk, it's a meat locker. There's a lot of small meat lockers dotted around the state of Iowa, especially in the northeastern part. They've been very busy during the pandemic with issues at plants like Tyson and some of the other big plants. It's put a lot of pressure on the little guys. But Fairway, right, sells Palaszczuk.
Mm-hmm. They've got great brats.
They do. They have great brats, great bacon, and all of my father-in-law's steaks come from there.
Oh, okay.
Not all of them, but the ones you can buy locally. She's had half the experience. She's had their food, but hasn't actually been to the physical meat locker.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we can get you up there at some point. You know, speaking of going places, K923's 10 Town Tour is going to roll into West Union on Wednesday, a week from yesterday. And we're excited about this because we're really getting rolling here. We were where? In Charles City last time, right? In Charles City a couple weeks back?
Chucktown.
And this time we're going to roll into West Union. Now, I'm excited because we're going to be at a TV place there. We're going to be at Sims TV and Electronics, which is on Vine Street, if you are in or familiar with West Union. And I understand they're going to be doing a giveaway, and so we're going to be part of the drawing for that.
Yes.
So that's very exciting, and we're very excited to go up there. Probably about an hour from our studio, maybe, I don't know, if Carrie's driving 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh. I'll never drive with you again, Johnny.
No,
you're
I wish
so
you would.
Mean to me.
I'm not mean to you. I'm cautious, overly cautious, Carrie.
And he was giving me, like, directions on how to drive. Not on where to go, but, like, you can slow it down.
We were coming through Fort Atkins, and she was like a, you know, that's where you were going too fast.
That's when I was going like, 40 and a 35.
25. It goes down to 25. I'm like, just FYI, we go down to 25 here, and, you know, you might get a cop.
Well, in Fort Atkinson's in a valley, there's hills on both sides, so it's easy to just start rolling down the hills.
And they did.
They have one of those little light-up signs that tells you your speed, or at least they did. We were cruising through, and I'm like, yeah, but try to go 25, please. If it were your car, hey, we can get a ticket. But it's not. You got to be careful. That's what I was doing. You didn't need help directions. It was only one road. It wasn't going to be hard to get there. It was just going to be a speed thing.
Now, when we're up there in West Union next week, I am a TV guy, and I'm sort of in the market for a TV. So let's not bring a lot of stuff just in case I do bring one back. I'm just saying.
I see how it is. I'm going to be stuck in the back with your giant flat screen that you're buying. Mm-hmm. I got it, JP.
But a lot of great sponsors, Gage & Gage Plumbing and Heating, Baumler Implements, obviously Sims, Kindle Shoes. So we're very excited to be going up there, and we'll start our broadcast about noon. Show ends at 10, so you know, we'll need a little time to get up there, and we'll see you up there in West Union if you're from the area. You know, of course, we're going to be talking about the poker run, which is coming up. But that was a whole other conversation about poker, the actual card game, not so much the way they're doing it up there. And we were talking about... Carrie made a great joke What did you say? It's going to, when we get there, I don't want to take your joke.
It's going to be a full house.
And then I was like, and what a three of a kind when we show up. And Carrie's like, no.
You're a real joker, aren't
now,
you?
No, Carrie, was that you that asked me for us to teach you how to play poker?
Yes, I won't know how to play poker.
But you knew what a full house was, but you don't know how to play poker?
From the Garth Brooks song, probably. Yeah. That's why she knew.
I understand references, but I'm like, go fish?
Do you know what a straight or a flush is?
Flush is what I do after I use the bathroom.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope so.
Okay, not quite the same in the game of poker.
Straight flush is when you do it with a straight face, right? Well, anyways, we'll work on our poker skills, but we're going to be up there to talk about the poker run. So we're excited about that. It's next week. We'll have more info here on the K92.3 app for you to check out, but we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday if you're up around that area. And continuing the 10-town tour after that, maybe we'll come to your city. We'll be back in a few minutes here. We're going to come back in your radio with Chris Young and this little game we play called Gender Bender, sponsored by Silver Eagle Harley-Davidson in Waterloo. They're celebrating their Sweet 16 this weekend. We'll talk more and give away a gift card soon. Sponsored by Tubbs.
Are you ready? It's time to play Gender Bender on Marks in the Morning. Hey, Johnny Marks, who are our contestants today?
Should be a fun round this morning, Dave. We've got two great players ready to roll. We've got Jeff on the phone. Jeff, did you say you're calling from Denver?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, Jeff from Denver. And Stephanie, aren't you calling from Denver as well?
No, O-line.
Oh, O-line. Okay, sorry about that. Well, I can't read my own handwriting either. It looks like a D, but I guess it's an O.
Well, Johnny's one for two, and we haven't even started playing.
I know. Good thing I don't have to answer the questions. Jeff is on line one. Jeff, what are you up to this morning, buddy? What you got going on?
Trying to stay warm out of work here.
Oh, yeah. Do you work outside then, I assume?
50% probably. Half
sure,
and half.
Okay. And Stephanie, are you on your way to work? Is that right?
Yes, on my way.
Okay. Probably nice and warm in your car, but one of you is going to be able to beam the rest of the day that you are a Gender Bender winner. The other one, well, yeah.
Yeah, no pressure, Jeff. The guys haven't won yet this week, so.
No.
Well, yeah.
Falling back
well,
here.
We'll change that.
Hey, Jeff, you were the first caller, so you decide who goes first, you or Stephanie?
Stephanie can go first.
All right. That means JP will have her questions momentarily. Good luck.
Stephanie, what does it mean when you order a N.A. drink? An N.A. drink.
Non-alcoholic.
That's right.
Not a lot of fun either.
Oh. No judgment.
What's another name for the bag in baseball?
Base?
Yeah, the base. Yep.
Yeah.
What is a 4-inch... tubby grub. Is it a fishing lure or a mini spicy sausage?
Hmm.
Fishing lure.
Yeah, 3-4-3.
Tubby grub is also sounds like something like a nickname you'd give a spouse or a kid. How's my little tubby grub?
My first thought is the Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah.
A tubby grub.
All right. Well, 3-3, and we all got to hear the words tubby grub come out of JP's mouth, so it's a win for everybody. Jeff, it's still possible to win. You just have to match her perfect score, and let's see how you do.
All right.
Okay, what brand of soup uses the slogan, mm-mm good?
Campbell's.
Yes.
Yeah. That's mm-mm right.
That's mm-mm right. What singing competition show did Gabby Barrett get her start on?
Gabby Derrick, you said?
Gabby Barrett. What singing competition show did she get her start on?
American Idol.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good guess, Jeff.
And she won, and she met her now husband and father of her baby on the show, too. A very successful run on that show for
her. Her husband was a loser, though, on the show, not in real life.
Wow, all right. Jeez.
Okay, your final question. If you're using the continental and the half cross methods, what are you doing? Needlepoint or knitting?
Oh, wow. continental. Let's go with needlepoint.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow, nice job.
Do it.
All right, we're six for six total. So we'll go to a tiebreaker, which will be percentage-based between 1 and 100. Whoever's closest will win. According to a new survey, what percent of people post unfiltered selfies online? This is the second day in a row we've had a tiebreaker, and a second day in a row we've had a selfies question. What percentage of people post unfiltered selfies online? Stephanie, you get to guess first. What do you think?
I will say 32%.
32% unfiltered selfies. All right, Jeff, what is your guess? She says 32.
Unfiltered. Oh, boy. Had to go with the 30, didn't you? let's go 31%.
So Stephanie says 32, you say 31, and the answer is actually 40. So close. It obviously, as it usually does, comes down to one percentage point when we have a tiebreaker. Great round, you guys. I mean, that was fun. All the regular questions were answered correctly. So you're both winners, but unfortunately, Jeff, we have to give Stephanie the gift card. But you can call back and try again tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you. Good job, Stephanie.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Have a great day and stay warm. Yeah, you did play very well there, Stephanie. What's the secret? What is your secret to intelligence this morning? Are you in the studio? Do we have a webcam?
Coffee.
Sometimes people
just pure luck, I tell you.
Okay, pure luck. Sometimes people have little kids in the car with them, and I don't know if that helps, but maybe they're trying to impress their kids, or their kids happen to know, you know, fishing lures like Tubby Grubbies. Who knows? But hey, K92.3, the Cedar Valley's number one for new country, and yesterday was the anniversary of the Titanic hitting the iceberg, which means that on this day in history, it had well been established that it was sinking, and unfortunately, a lot of people passed away. As a result, though, we got that killer movie in the 90s with Leonardo DiCaprio, and James Cameron directed it. What was that? What was the gal's name in that?
Kate Winslet.
Rose? Kate Winslet, thank you. Kate Winslet, who played Rose. And we also got a great article from Carrie Mack yesterday about an Iwin who lived through the sinking of the Titanic, and one of the reasons it was so interesting is because they were not, like, they were in the lower class, I hate to say classes, but there was like a lower class of the Titanic. Mm-hmm. They weren't having the big fancy parties. They were in the lower level of the ship. A lot of them died, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But what can you tell us about this story? I'll stop the music.
No, that's totally fine. There were seven.
Good.
But actually, I'm putting this into another piece that I'm working on, actually. Mm. 17 people on the Titanic put Iowa as their final destination.
Wow.
So that's super cool. I think at least two people survived. But this person was a Council Bluffs resident. She was orphaned because of the Titanic. Her parents passed away in the sinking. She was only 4 years old, and she was orphaned. And she ended up being in New York for a minute. But then she got on one of those orphan trains. It was like a national
orphan train. That's definitely not a 2021 thing, is
no.
it? You won't hear about orphan trains.
I wonder, now, Titanic, the movie, was released in 1997, mm-hmm. I believe, and the Titanic sunk in 1912. So there was probably still a couple survivors remaining. I wonder if I were one of those survivors, there's no way I would have gone to the theater to see this movie. I mean, even though it's largely fictionalized with the main characters, but the actual, you know, the Titanic did really sink. I wonder if any survivors would have gone to see the movie. I wouldn't have.
Oh, no. I don't know.
That'd be too much.
Yeah, too traumatic.
Yeah, I would. How old did you say she was?
She was 4 years old when all of this happened, and she died in the 80s, and she was one of the 16 final survivors.
Do you think she has any memory? Well, she's passed, but when she was alive, do you think she had any memory at four of the commotion and the chaos of the sinking? I hardly can't imagine she'd have any memories of just being on the ship before it sank, because it wouldn't have made an impression, I don't think, at that age. But do you think she has any memories or had any memories of the actual sinking and all the people dying and her folks and all that?
Yeah, she did. She confided in her doctor and his family that she recalled being thrown overboard and being caught by someone in the ocean.
Wow.
I would remember the cold. Yeah. I mean, if you're in that water, how cold it would have been, that'd be something you could never rid my mind of.
I'd wager she didn't love the idea of going on another boat after
that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, she didn't travel much afterwards. She stayed in Council Bluffs for all of her life. She died in her 70s. She was unmarried, had no children. She was living in one of the more impoverished communities.
When does this story get happy?
She lived. She survived the Titanic.
Yeah, but with no parents.
Yeah.
And she didn't marry. I mean, so maybe because of that of her life later on, maybe it did really affect her.
Yeah, must have.
I think so, too. She didn't talk about it from what I read about her. And it just seems like she was dealing with so much trauma throughout her life because of this.
Well, you can read more on the K92.3 app. It's a very fascinating story. The Titanic to this day is fascinating, largely, don't get me wrong, because of the 97 film that James referenced there. But it's weird to think that there is a chance that some of the folks that were on that ship lived a long, long time after, the ones that survived. Because 1912, yeah, it was a long time ago. What, 109 years ago? But there were people that lived, like you said, into the 80s or even 90s that were on there very young. All right, we're going to move on Mark's in the Morning. Coming up here in a little bit, well, first of all, we got our Throwback Thursday Throwdown. In 15 minutes, we're going to find out who wins that. And I'll recap. Happy Friday, Junior, here on K92.3, giving out those cash cow code words all throughout the day while you work. You get your K92.3 app primed and ready at the top of every hour, and we'll give you a code sponsored by Tubbs R Us. If you missed the first one today, hey, it's not too late. You got 9 more to go and a chance to maybe get ahead on those bills. $10,000 would do it. Or maybe a chance to spoil somebody in your life, like, I don't know, a mother that might be coming to town.
Oh, geez. Don't stop hinting at it, Johnny.
Mrs. Mack is coming.
Yeah, Mrs. Mack is coming.
Carrie's mother. Now, she's been here before. She came out with you when you moved here in January. Think back to January. Snow, cold, desolate. Here we are, April. No snow, cold, less desolate. But your mom's coming at a much better time. Spring is here. Things were that much further from COVID and more people being vaccinated. Case numbers, well, they may be fluctuating. They're still down, definitely down from where they were in January. And you're both vaccinated. So I guess what I'm getting at is you've got about, what, 8, 9, 10 days? You got to figure out what to do with her.
I have no clue. And she's also coming while I'm working, too.
But you also, you're not a newbie anymore. You kind of know the area. So you should have a sense of idea where you could take her, some of the places you enjoy.
Exactly. I haven't really stepped out of, like, Cedar Falls, Waterloo. I mean, I went to...
You went to Pevo.
Yeah, I went
Pevo.
To Pevo.
Pevo's a long ways out. Not far, but it's a ways out of the Cedar Valley.
You went to Charles City 2 weeks ago.
Olwine. You've been to Olwine?
What am I going to do in Olwine?
Well, I'm just saying, you've been there. You're saying, I've been. You're going to be in West Union on Wednesday. You're moving and shaking.
I'm a mover and a shaker.
You wrote a great article about Dyersville, of course, specifically the Field of Dreams.
Yeah, so. I actually booked a tour of the house for my mom.
Oh, you're right. I've been to Field of Dreams countless times, but I've never been in the home. I've never been in the house.
Is it also a gift shop, do you know?
Yeah, there's a gift shop in there, too. Yeah,
but you know what you have to do before you go to the Field of Dreams? You have to watch the movie, Carrie. You haven't seen the movie.
Don't hate me.
Has your mom seen it, Carrie?
My mom loves the movie. My mom loves baseball.
Well, at least she'll know then.
Which is even... It's not frustrating, but your mom has seen the movie numerous times, but she hasn't shown it to you?
Yeah, come on, Carrie's mom.
I'm sorry.
Mrs. Mack,
come on. Well, here's a couple of ideas I'll throw out there, and I know we're going to ask for K-Country listeners, but if Cedar Rapids is about an hour away, they got some great breweries, and is your mom a beer drinker or more of a wine drinker like you?
It really depends on her mood. She'll drink what's offered to her.
She's going to be your DD, or the opposite.
Or the other way
around.
You'll
be driving her.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be a wild time here in Iowa.
What's that winery? Is there one in Traer?
Yeah, there's one in Traer that I've been wanting to check out. We might go this weekend.
That's an option. Decor is beautiful. James is from that area.
Dunning Springs is a great waterfall to go to.
Start writing this stuff down.
Oh, come on, Carrie. What are you doing over
here?
I'm trying to help you.
Make notes. Jeez Louise.
I guess you could listen to the show on demand. You can just go, hey, Mom, here's what we're doing today. And just pull up the audio from the show.
Tell her to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
There you are.
Courtney on Facebook, because we posted this on Facebook, said, Barn Happy in Cedar Falls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's off Union Road and University, I believe.
Yeah.
It's out in the country a few miles.
I think your mom would enjoy that.
What is it?
Barn Happy. It's a giant barn where they have, how do I describe it? Kind of like the rustic corner in Charles City.
It would be about, similar to that, which that's another good idea, rustic corner.
Okay.
What's the name of the new brewery? It's not new, but they renamed themselves.
Tellurian?
Yeah.
Tellurian. You and Jess are the only two people that can pronounce it. I can't say it.
I studied the pronunciation guide that they have on their Facebook page.
Well, there you go. You got a little brewery. You could have a brewery, not day, but, you know, go to Pevo, go there. That's more of a weekend thing because those breweries aren't open Monday through Wednesday. But we've got Single Speed here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you've got a lot of options. And because you're working, that cuts your day in half, right? Like, you can't do stuff with her at 9:30 in the morning. You don't have to worry about entertaining her 24/7. I know where your hotel is. There's a lot within walking distance. It's not going to be that cold.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be fine. There's a lot of great places to go.
Do you know what she asked me to buy for her?
Tell me.
She told me to buy her a coffee maker. I was like, why do you want a coffee
maker? Like a Keurig or a full-blown coffee maker with the grounds?
Yeah, you just the one with the filters, right? Just a standard.
Well, I'm either way, she's fine with it. But she wants me to leave her a coffee machine my room.
We have one you can borrow.
Wait, don't you get, with the continental breakfast at the hotel, isn't there coffee downstairs?
That's what I keep telling
Mrs.
Mack.
It's free coffee. Yeah.
But she said, I don't want to get dressed and go down there. I was like, just go in
your
sweats.
You don't have to get dressed.
But she refuses to leave the hotel room unless she's, going out for a reason. And not, put on some makeup and do all that stuff and get gussied up.
Why don't you? First of all, we have one you can borrow.
Oh, thank you.
You can borrow ours because we aren't using it currently. We'll probably want it back when you're done. And you don't drink coffee.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't we go? Let's go to Facebook. You just referenced what Courtney's comment there. So if you have an idea, and there's no bad ideas. In fact, the more the merrier, because I'm sure she'll come back. Let us know. On normal year, I would say go to a Blackhawks game with her, but I don't know. A, I don't know their schedule offhand, and B, I don't know what their attendance level is now. Waterloo Bucks haven't started yet, but if she comes back in the summer, what I'm getting at is there's a ton of stuff. Not that there's not a lot now, but there's even more.
Mm-hmm.
Maquoketa just reopened the Caves.
Yeah, today.
Hannah and I went last year when the Caves were technically closed. I don't know if your mom wants to walk around that much, but that would be beautiful, and it is beautiful. Nice and cool. I know we're not going to get super hot weather, but even when it's 90 degrees, it's nice and cool down in the Caves. Let us know what Carrie and her mom should do. It's got about 10 days she's going to be in the Cedar Valley. Doesn't mean they have to stay in the Cedar Valley, just northeast Iowa. I don't think Carrie wants to hobnob over to, Detroit, Michigan.
She's going to be here in 10 days or she's staying here for 10 days?
She's going to be here tomorrow.
Coming here tomorrow.
That's soon. Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. So nothing like waiting till the last minute, Carrie.
What do you say? I'm not waiting till the last minute.
Yes, she's here tomorrow and now you're asking for ideas of what to do.
I booked a tour at the Field of Dreams.
That's one day.
We're getting our nails done.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And we're going to a winery, maybe.
All right, we've got to move on here, but go ahead and chime in on our Facebook page. Here's what we're coming back with. Thomas Rhett's got a brand new song. It's called Country Again. And then we've got a relatively old song, a throwback. Which throwback Thursday throwdown favorite one today? You'll find out now. Well, man, it's Mark's in the morning. All right, before we get to our winning song here for the Throwback Thursday throwdown, and it was pretty decisive today. I always like to kind of go, oh, it's so close. Well, it wasn't very close today. But before we get to the winning song, we got some suggestions here. I didn't catch your name, but what do you think Carrie should do when her mom comes to town in the next couple of days?
Hey, tell her to take her mom to the Amana Colonies.
Oh, that's a good choice. Yeah.
Yeah, can you explain to what the colonies are?
It's all German food.
Yep, they got a brewery there. Mill Stream Brewery.
Yeah,
brewery there. They got wineries there. They got bud shop there.
Yeah, a lot of antiquing and browsing.
Yeah. Oh, I think we lost him.
Yeah,
some phone issues. But thank you for your call. Great idea. We were more thinking northeast, and he helped us with something that's not quite in that direction. But there's nothing wrong with that. Linda sent us a message on our K92.3 Facebook page. She says, Beely Clock Museum. I've been there. It's really cool.
Oh, Spillville? Yeah.
Yeah. The Beely Clocks Museum is really awesome. Spillville is a cool town. Somebody said Amanda's as well. Iowa Wine Trail.
Ooh.
I am not familiar with that, but maybe you should message her back.
I will. There's an Iowa Wine Trail? Why haven't I already been on it 10 times?
No idea. I didn't know about it either. I know there's the Iowa Trail of Tears. That's following College Girl down Main Street in Cedar Falls Saturday night. What? No? Oh, come on.
Please.
You weren't thinking the same thing.
Mm.
Mark's in the morning. Who's this?
First, Dan.
Hey, Dan. Did you have a suggestion for Carrie's mom?
Yeah, make a list of 4, 5, 6 places and let her pick where she wants to see.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Let her pick out.
Is your mom the kind that'll be like, let's do this? Or is she the kind of go, you decide, Carrie?
She's the type of person who will be like, oh, you decide. But then she'll get kind of upset when I pick the wrong thing.
So watch where her nose is going. Like if you lay out the options in front of her and see if she's looking at one.
She's got a pretty good idea what her mom likes, but just make a list of 4, 5, 6 places kind of in that kind of an area or place, and then let her pick out the one she wants to see. She might want to see a couple of them.
That's true. Yeah. That is a great idea. Thank you so much for your call. Have a great day.
Yep.
Thank you. There's tons of response on our Facebook page, so we'll leave it there for now. We got to move on. Carrie should be happy about this. Her song won on the Throwback Thursday Throwdown.
Woo!
I should have known when she messaged me early this morning on our instant message platform we've got here and said, do we have the Reba McEntire song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia? And I said, of course. That's a favorite on the noon hour, Rewinds and Requests. But it's also a favorite on John Party with that heartache medication on the mighty K92.3. Another cash cow code word in the can. A lot of C's there. Cash cow code word. Anyway, we'll have more all the rest of the day here while you work. 10, 11, 12, you name it, right at the top of the hour, right up through 5 o'clock. Carrie and I will jump on and give you a code that could be worth enough to pay for that upcoming family vacation. Where are you going? Well, you can go for a lot less or maybe get better accommodations if you win with the cash cow. Saw Disney World, Land, whatever, I don't know which of the two, or maybe it was both, advertising, like you get an extra night free if you stay at one of their resorts.
Oh.
And it was a very COVID ad. All the characters were distanced. Their handlers had masks. They had little kids with masks on. So I'm sure they're eager to get people back in the parks. I know that it's been really hard on tourist attractions, locally as well, close to home. But obviously the big national ones, where you have to fly to get there or drive 100 hours, they've been hit pretty hard. So you win with the cash cow, you might save money elsewhere, too, if you look hard enough. But we'll definitely make it easier for you. Would you guys take a plane ride right now? Would you get on a plane? I know your mom's about to, Carrie, but would you get on a plane? We're both vaccinated, all three of us. Or is it too soon?
I have to do it in June because I'm going back home for my sister's graduation. So I understand I have to do it, but I'm not looking forward to doing it.
Really?
I don't know. It's something I haven't thought about because I don't plan on really going anywhere that would require me to fly.
Right. Mm. It just hasn't crossed your mind.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it. I really want to go back to Las Vegas. My friend and I are talking about going Labor Day weekend. That's way in September, I realize. But I'm excited. I want to get back on a plane. Hey, if today's your birthday, happy birthday. There's a lot of big birthdays today. Obviously, we talked a little bit about Chris Stapleton earlier. He's the big 4-3 today. The country superstar is 43 years young. And another singer, not so much a country star, but Linda Perry. Remember her from Four Non Blondes? She's 56.
That's a song. What was her song called? What's Up?
Yeah.
I hated that song growing up, but now whenever I hear it, I love it.
Linda Perry's written a ton of big pop songs that you may not be aware of. She wrote Pink's Get the Party Started.
I did not know that.
Oh, wow.
Pink, who's on a new track with Keith Urban. She wrote Christina Aguilera's song Beautiful, which was a huge hit. Ooh. Kind of a softer hit. And I think she married to, what's her name from the Roseanne show, whatever they call it now.
Darlene. She was, the girl that plays Darlene. Yeah. Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Also having a birthday today is Seth Rogen. Love him or hate him.
Love him.
Do you?
I love him.
Is he Pineapple Express?
Yeah.
Locked Up, was that him?
Yeah.
39. He's young. I thought he was older.
Wow. I love him in The Lion King. He played Pumbaa.
Oh, that's right. He was in the reboot there, or the remake. Emma Watson, Hermione Granger herself, 31. She is forever, like, I don't know how old Hermione was, but it was kind of weird to watch her grow up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, when that franchise was over, it's like, are we going to ever see her again or not? And then, of course, we did. She also was in a Disney movie, Belle, in the live-action Beauty and the Beast more recently. And if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, I think it's pronounced Maisie Williams.
Maisie Williams.
24. She played, what, Arya Stark?
Yeah.
On the show. My wife, big fan of that show. And then Emma Thompson, kind of a legendary actress. Not that old, but she's 62 today. Also in Beauty and the Beast. She played Mrs. Potts.
Another 62-year-old today. I bet you won't recognize his name, but you know his character. Thomas F. Wilson. He is 62.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
He is
a little more.
Biff from Back to the Future.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's 62 today.
Why didn't Thomas do more? He was great in those movies. He played essentially different characters, even though he was Biff. I mean, Biff through time in different ages and whatever.
He's been doing a lot, but you don't see his face. He does a lot of voice work. He was in many episodes of SpongeBob and some video games, too. So he's been busy, just not so much on screen. And when he is on screen, I've noticed, he plays a lot of high school coaching roles. Like, he's the football coach. He's the gym coach. For whatever reason, that's his stigma. That's kind of where he got stuck in.
Oh, that's cool. He's also in a bunch of, like, sci-fi shows on, like, CW or something.
What I love is if you look up recent photos of him, he's starting to look like Back to the Future 2, old man Biff.
Oh, no.
He doesn't. I don't know.
Biff.
I don't think he walks hunched over, but he's totally gray. And in the face, he looks like Back to the Future too, Biff.
What was his last? Was it Tannen? Biff Tannen?
Yeah, Tannen. Yeah, T-A-N-N-E. And then Griff, right? Did he also play Griff?
Again, Griff.
Yeah, in the third one.
We have an article coming up on the K92.3 app yet today about best movie titles. Just best titles, period. And I know Back to the Future is on there. All right. On that note, let's move on to Weird News Rodeo. It's about 8 minutes away. Do you have a tease for us, JP, or do you want to keep us waiting?
It's something close to your heart. It deals with an Irish bookie. It's something that you can bet on that bookie. You probably didn't know that you could place wagers
you
on.
You probably don't want to tell me this. Somewhere my wife's going, no, don't tell him.
It involves aliens.
Oh, well, yeah, then you can tell me. We'll get to it. It is that time once again. Weird News Rodeo is on the radio. What you got for us today, JP? You gave us a tease. I should hide my wallet. Where'd my wallet go?
Yeah. The U.S. military has acknowledged that UFOs are real, and they're investigating them. So that's big talk around the sci-fi world this week. So the online odds maker from Ireland, known as Paddy Power,
Paddy Power,
has since shortened the odds on a meeting between humans and aliens this decade. Nice.
Well, thank you.
They say the chances... No!
Okay, there we go.
I can't play the whip with it.
Paddy Power says the chances of an alien discovery was, last week, was 200 to 1 odds, which is pretty good.
That's not that bad.
So after the Pentagon's acknowledgement of UFOs, Paddy Power is now offering 20 to 1 odds of making first contact this year. 20 to 1 odds this year that we make first contact.
That'll be our luck. We come out of COVID. The world starts to get back to normal. Then the little green people from outer space come down, we find out they're not here in peace.
Yeah.
But you win a lot of money.
There's also 50 to 1 odds for an official confirmation of aliens before the end of this month. 50 to 1 odds. Last week it was 500 to 1. Now it's 50 to 1. You can also get odds of 500 to 1 for an all-out war between human and aliens to take place by the year 2030.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
But if you do place that wager, and then we are attacked by aliens and we're wiped out, you're not going to be able to get that money.
No, good luck.
We'll be gone.
In.
Yeah.
You still owe me money. I'm sorry, Bleep Blorp is coming after me.
Bleep Blorp. Once again, another Bleep Blorp-related gambling issue.
Right. I want to know how many people are betting on this.
What's the website again?
Paddy Power. It's an Irish bookie.
It's locked on our radio station computer.
Too much traffic, that's why.
Yeah.
This is so funny.
Weird News Rodeo. It's Marks in the Morning. If you survive, enjoy your money.
Wow.
Betting on aliens. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Rebecca Kopelman, our own alien, Elwin Huffman, and music from...
What?
Well, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
No!
Why? Please don't tell him I said that. And music from Blake Shelton. Plus the Throwback Thursday song for you, Dina Carter's Strawberry Wine.